Mannequins want to kill me. What can I say about it? The mannequins are out to get me. They have always hated me. I remember as a child, I would see them turn their heads to watch me sometimes. It was creepy. Once in junior high, I saw one of them looking into my bedroom window. It scared the fuck out of me. It dashed away as soon as I could get a baseball bat. It seemed to me that a baseball bat could bust up a plastic body pretty good. I still went to the mall, especially as a drunken punk teen, but I went with friends. Groups of drunk misfits like me. Once, while I was walking behind the rest of the group through JCPenney's, a mannequin pushed me down. I fell hard and got a bloody nose. Later that year, I got a shotgun. You can imagine what a shotgun would do to a mannequin. Hell, to a handful of the bastards. I thought a lot about mannequins. They were stiff, with few bending parts. And the bending parts would probably be the weakness too. Would a blow hard enough to knock one's head off stop it? Kill it? I thought even if they cannot be killed, say perhaps completely melting them, surely they could be rendered useless by tearing all the bending parts off. Then came the day I heard about the theft of 250 mannequins from a nearby warehouse. If I had a car, I would have sped out of town. Instead, I kept my weapons close at hand, ready to break into action at any given moment. I even would bring a baseball bat into the bathroom with me when I'd go to take a piss. To the news reporters, it was a humorous news story. Bunches of missing mannequins. To me, it was deadly serious. No one else I knew had a problem with mannequins. I assumed that I was the only one that they hated. This sent a chill down my spine. I made sure all my doors were locked that night. About 6 checks per door. Then I propped chairs to wedge the door shut by the knobs for added protection. That night, I slept with my baseball bat. I had a nightmare about mannequins staying in an abandoned factory. They made weapons and tools of themselves. Some had rusty barbed wire wrapped around their arms and legs. Some had razor blades glued all over their bodies. I woke up screaming when they all turned their emotionless heads to me in unison. A couple of times I thought I heard strange sounds when I woke up in the night, but I was never sure. All the same, I had my shotgun not far from the bed. Mannequins shouldn't be able to use a shotgun. I was pleased when my alarm woke me up for work that morning at 8 a.m. I got out of bed and hit the shower. A long morning shower, taking extra care to soap up my genitals and clean good. An instant reward for being clean. I tailed off taking special care to rub my penis till it was dry. I got dressed, drank some coffee while surfing the internet for new porn and pirate MP3s. I ate a couple slices of toast with butter and spearmint jelly. Now it was time to go out that door to my awaiting truck. The trouble is, I park in this big shed under a lot of trees between here and there where a mannequin can hide. I couldn't really get away with taking a shotgun around with me. I figured if I hung it from the gun rack along the back window, someone would smash into the vehicle and steal a shotgun. The baseball bat would have to do. I walked out my door and locked it with a clumsy key. I felt distant creepiness going up my spine, a feeling like something was wrong. I gripped the bat tight and I held it in front of me. I couldn't stand the thought of those plastic hands touching me. I stalked through the trees and saw nothing wrong. But as I opened the huge manual garage door awkwardly with my bat in my hands, four of the bastards peeked their expressionless heads around the corner. I froze there, staring at these manufactured beings in awe and sick horror. They paused a second, seemingly sizing me up. Then they came in from both sides of the garage, running with stiff plastic legs. I lunged the bat forwards, a hard, whistling swing that took a mannequin in the chest and ripped an arm off. It collided with a tree and it fell with its head at a twisted angle. Then I swung my body violently to the left and swung the bat as hard as I could with me. It caught a mannequin full in the face and its head flew off. I was really freaking out. I began spinning in place and lunging randomly, the bat spiraling in vicious whistling arcs. I felt it thump into a couple of plastic bodies. I dropped the bat and ran. Ran blindly through trees, branches, and into the open field. I don't know why animated plastic sentient beings creep me out so much, but they do. I hate them now. I want to melt them all into a rocket and send it into space.